Patrick Heller. He's the owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles. Patrick, how are you?
Great, Tony. Good morning.
Patrick is our monetary expert. He's also our precious metals expert. Before I ask you, and I've only got one question for you, I think. But before I ask you that, tell us the price of gold and silver, and where are they as far as being at near or at an all-time high?
Last I saw, the price of gold was about $1,830. That's about 4% below the very highest it achieved in European markets Tuesday last week. Price silver is at $41, which is about 93% of its high in the last month or so, and about 80% from its all-time high in 1980.
When President Barack Obama announced his jobs plan, there were four people I wanted to talk to, and we've talked to three of those, and Patrick will be the fourth. First of all, we talk with Charles Ballard from Michigan State University. We talk with Patrick Anderson from Anderson Consultants. We talk with Doug Adler from Raymond James. And so we got economist perspectives, and with Raymond James and Doug Adler, we got the perspective from a Wall Street guy. And now we're going to ask someone who really knows the value of the buck. From your perspective, Pat, will President Barack Obama's jobs plan work?
Not only will it not work, it will destroy more permanent jobs than the temporary jobs it creates.
Elaborate.
The driver of creating jobs is what entrepreneurs perceive in the market as a need to satisfy. Government regulations, and that would include this jobs bill, have the unintended consequences of destroying jobs in order to raise the funds to pay for whatever the alleged benefits are. For instance, last week or early this week, you saw the announcement that 30,000 jobs are being destroyed at Bank of America as the bank tries to comply with the upcoming Dodd-Frank regulations. The Dodd-Frank regulations are going to destroy over 100,000 permanent jobs. Last year, the new health care bill that was passed means that business owners and operators don't know what their health care costs are going to be in a year or two, and because they don't know how high those costs are going to be, they have an incentive to not create new jobs and instead hire temp workers or add overtime hours to their current workforce. So you're going to have hundreds of thousands of jobs that never get created as one of the unintended consequences of Obamacare. The same thing's going to happen with this bill. It does raise taxes on investors who invest money to create jobs, and if the government takes that money away from them, they're not going to be able to create jobs. So you really have to take the jobs that were never created and subtract that from the temporary jobs, which, as I understand it, are mostly going to exist through the 2012 elections, and net the two together.
Patrick, from some of the folks that we've talked with, in the short term, jobs will be created, but this will not create the foundation for the creation of jobs long term. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. Unfortunately, rather than making economic sense, it has all the appearance of being a political ploy to buy votes for the 2012 elections. The bulk of the bill is going to be paid by taxpayers after the 2012 elections. So on the surface, it may appear that money is being created out of thin air to pay for this, but the government doesn't have money of its own. It can only obtain resources by taking them away from the private sector.
All right, final question for you, Pat. Let's just say we make Pat Heller the czar of jobs. You're going to be working right next to the president, and he's going to say, Patrick, I want you to take this over for me. We need to create jobs, and we need this to be a just a solid, rock solid process. What would you do?
First off, I would not accept such a if I had a gun pointed to my head and said you have to do it, I would remove all the government roadblocks and regulations that have come up in the past half century or more that have been killing jobs. Just in the mining industry, for instance, it used to take 3 years from a discovery of a claim to an operating mine, and now there's so many permits and regulations that have to be complied with that it takes 10 years to create an operating mine, which means that potential employees of that mining company have to wait 7 more years before the jobs can come into existence.
Patrick, what I always think about when we think about jobs is there's always that thought that if you take government out of it, and this is from the perspective of folks who like a lot of government, if you take government and government regulation out of it, big business will just become fat cats and roll all over the worker. How would you respond to that, especially as a small business owner?
Well, you not only have to get rid of regulations that put a burden on businesses, but you have to get rid of corporate welfare as well. If it's got to be even all around, so that if you take away government advantages to big business and small business, and you got a level playing field, I don't see that being much of a problem.
Patrick Heller is the owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles. He's our monetary expert. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.